Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4600.
Can you tell me about a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain what that influence was?
I think all my family members, my immediate family, my mom, dad, brother, and sister all positively influenced me equally, but my dad definitely is always there for me. He's always giving me advice about anything. Sports, he's a big sports guy, so females, he knows all about females, so he's just taught me to live life positively, and he always says don't sweat the small stuff, so I think that helps a lot.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
What do you aspire to be?
Continuing in television production, I'd like to produce events like award shows or sporting events, and I'm already doing like production assistant work, which is starting at the bottom. Like I've done a few award shows, and hopefully just keep making contacts and working my way up to produce those events.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I'd say I'm very easygoing. First off, I try not to let little things bother me, and I think I'm funny sometimes. And very nice and compassionate.
Can you describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are today?
Where did I come from? I grew up in a suburb, so it wasn't too rough upbringing, but I just grew up in a loving family, and so I grew up to be a loving person.
What do you think are your most admirable qualities?
My most admirable qualities? I remain calm under pressure. Like in the live TV, you have to just, if something goes wrong, just take a deep breath and then press the right button or, you know, make the right move. And I was an umpire for 5 years when I was younger, so you always have to be calm. I just try not to let things get the best of me.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I think I need to develop more of a... I'm like not selfish at all, and people tell me that could be a bad thing. I gotta look out for myself more often, because I'm always finding myself helping my friends or putting people before me, but sometimes I just gotta look out for myself. An attribute I like to see wither, I guess it goes kind of hand in hand, like being too nice.
Yeah.
But sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your children?
They taught me to always work hard and just try not to complain. They taught me, they try to teach me to be self-reliant, self-dependable. Even though my mom still kind of does my laundry, but I'm working on it.
Moms are good like that.
Yeah. And just try to live life positively.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how you like to spend time with your family? What are some things you guys like to do?
Yeah, we usually, since I moved back in after graduation in December, so it's kind of nice being around them for the time being. Within the next year or two, I'd like to move out on my own, though. But we like to go to movies maybe once every week or two, see what's new out there. And we try to go to sporting events. Those are nice family events. And we just, once every week or two, we just try to get together as a family and go out to eat or something like that.
Nice. Yeah. Can you tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for some holiday and tell me why this gift was so special to you? If there's one you can think of.
I guess my favorite gift was my dog when I was 12. She's a little Bichon poodle.
Aww.
And so she's 11 now, but she's still jumping up and down and always fun, and she
nice.
Still loves to play. And it's just, I've never been really lonely with her.
Yeah.
It's nice to come home to a dog.
Man's best friend.
Yeah.
Can you tell me some of the activities you enjoyed as a child?
Yeah, I would always be outside. I never was a really big video game kid, but so we'd always play street hockey or basketball or stickball. Or I would always be after school just outside till the sun went down. And yeah, just ran around and tried to have fun outside.
Outside kid?
Yeah.
That's good. Do you have a favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
I think books, mysteries are great for books because you get to develop your inner head, what's going on, instead of TV mysteries or movies. So it's fun. I like to read James Patterson. Well, my mom does, and I sometimes read her books.
Nice.
He writes good mystery novels, and yeah, I'd say mystery.
Okay. What was the last book you read or movie you saw or sporting event you attended?
The last book I read was James Patterson's Cross, and I just heard they're making a movie out of it with Forest Whitaker, so that's
nice,
that'd
be
fun to see. And the last movie I saw, it was actually a comedy, 30 minutes or less, but I've seen a lot of new movies. There's Super 8, and just I try to see a couple of new movies every week.
What do you do for fun? What are some of your hobbies?
For fun? I like to save up money and go to as many concerts as I can. And it doesn't really matter the style of music. I just love live music.
Yeah.
And I even work right now for classical radio station, so I get to go to a lot of classical concerts. And I like rock, hip-hop, R&B.
Not picky, any kind?
Yeah. Yeah. Just love seeing different professional musicians and sports, of course.
Yeah.
I like to go out and play catch or shoot hoops.
Okay.
Try to work out a couple times a week. So.
Here's a one that you may or may not have an answer to. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah. So I've heard Adam Sandler and someone from Saturday Night Live's Andy Samberg. When I was in New York City, this Asian woman came up to me. She didn't know much English, but she said, Tom Cruise.
That's
like,
a good
no.
one.
Yeah, that's a
Tom
pretty
Cruise.
Good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big Andy Samberg fan myself.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Is there a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, who you'd like to interview? And if so, why?
I would say John F. Kennedy is one of my favorite presidents. And it's too bad he didn't get to do his full term, but he's just the way he handled on the brink of another world war, and he was just calm about it and did all the right moves, and he's big in civil rights, and I would just like to interview him, and who
that
knows.
That would be a very interesting interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. First experiences can be defining. Can you cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you?
We lived in the neighborhood, we called it the court, and the kids, I didn't know it then because that's what I grew up with, but they were a little, they all had attitude. I just remember getting like pushed off a bike when I was 3 or 4, just having to deal with kids like that and getting called names. Like,
yeah.
So I just learned how to deal with that at a young age. So,
is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you?
I don't know. I don't like how they took Pluto away.
Oh my gosh, I don't either. That destroyed my world.
Yeah, it's just like you grow up with the 9 planets and now it's way out of whack. And
yeah.
I just think that and the new sign, the geology sign.
I haven't heard that one.
Right, yeah, they just came out with one.
Like an astrology sign?
Yeah, astrology sign, yeah.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
I just think that's weird.
Yeah, I would be fine if they added to the planets, but they can't just...
Yeah, one theory that kind of fascinates me is, like, I think it's singularity theory, where because of the Big Bang, like, we all come from the same material, so, like, all of us now are part of one thing that happened billions of years ago. So
yeah, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something that you were previously blind to?
Sometimes I get like visions in my head of like the future. It usually happens when I meet like a new girl, like, oh, like she fascinates me, like what would her kids be like, but I know that kind of might freak girls out, so I don't say that, but
I think girls do the same thing.
Yeah, so that tells me that I want like a family and kids one day.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I love the ocean, so probably laying on the beach, just listening to the waves and soaking in the sun.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Is there any particular person you would prefer to be with at this moment?
Just living or dead or...
Anybody.
Well, I was just reading back on like some sixth grade work I did, found an old journal, and it said, like, I want to go to Australia to visit my grandma before it's too late, and I never made it out there. Yeah. So I'd like to see her one more time.
Yeah.
But it's hard. She lives in Australia, so I saw her, like, once in my life when she visited America, so...
Have you ever been out to Australia?
No. So...
Yeah. What is your approach to life?
Approach to life? Just kind of live life in the moment, just... You can't really think too much about the past or the future, because then I know if whenever I do, like if I go to sleep at night, I think too much about a thing in the past or too much about the future, I overwhelm myself and I gotta get up and get a snack or something. But I just try to live life in like in the minute right now. So
okay.
Yeah.
What was the most difficult time in your life? And if you can think of a time, how did you overcome the difficulties during that period of time?
I'd say my freshman year of college was pretty difficult, just living in the dorms and just it was, felt like living in high school lunch all the time.
Yeah.
So
being on stage all the time too.
Yeah. And so maybe got a little depressed for a while, but you know, my parents helped me out and I got through it.
Yeah.
So, just had to focus on school and not try to worry too much about the social things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you describe your most rewarding experience?
Most rewarding experience? There's a bunch, I guess. just recently, my nephew's starting to say words, so he said my name for the first time, and he's two. So, that was pretty rewarding, just helping him learn, and just graduating college was a big step. Felt a lot of sense of accomplishment there, and had a lot of pretty good moments in my little baseball career, making game-winning hits a few times, so
that's always
that was
rewarding.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yeah, I think it was Sorry. I played it with my sister
That's a rude
all
one.
The time, yeah. I would just love yelling sorry.
Yeah. I think that's a good game for kids because you're actually super happy.
Yeah, and me and my sister played Uno all the time and War. And so, yeah.
Do you have a favorite actor?
I guess... it sounds funny, but every time there's a new Adam Sandler movie, it kind of feels like Christmas time. But some his movies are hit or miss, I know. But, and I also grew up watching Fresh Prince, so Will Smith, it just his swagger in that show kind of influenced me a little bit. And yeah, so Will Smith, Adam Sandler, just...
Two good ones.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite dinner or a favorite meal?
Yeah, I like barbecue ribs. That's my favorite. And anytime we go to a Western or barbecue place, my parents know they're spending a little extra on ribs.
Nice.
I love ribs. And, you know, pizza and burgers and chicken.
All those
all
good
that.
American
yeah,
foods.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Craziest thing? I think I was 7 or 8, and we visited my cousin, and we went on top of the Space Needle, and I don't know what it was. I guess I didn't have a sense of height. I just wanted to, like, try to go up on the ledge of the Space Needle, and I think for a second my aunt was holding me, but I felt like I was going to fall for a second. But
wow.
That was pretty crazy feeling at a young age.
Yeah, you don't want to test your flying skills.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Let's see. I try to stretch for about 10 minutes because I hear that's really good for you to just stretch in the morning. And then I just go to the fridge and make eggs or cereal. Try to eat a decent breakfast.
Yes.
Yep.
What is something that you really wish you could do but you can't?
So I could do it. It's probably just be a professional athlete. I guess growing up I played baseball and I did cello and there's all these things going on, but I never just tried to hone in on one skill. Like I'm sure if I worked on baseball a lot and worked out more and just went 100% at one thing, either baseball or cello or but now I'm kind of focused on my TV production. So, but I always thought growing up that I'd be a Major League Baseball player and all that. But so that's one thing I'd like to.
You wish you could do.
Yeah, I wish I could do.
Why did you choose journalism as your line of work?
My sister had a big influence on that. She was a journalism major in college, and I was about 10 to 13 when she was in college, and I went in to tour the PBS station where she worked and just loved the whole behind the scenes thing and seeing all the cameras and buttons in the control room. And so when I went to college I applied at PBS and I got it and just really fell in love with the whole production field.
Sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
What is the most interesting aspect you think about your work?
I think you get to meet a lot of interesting people because when you do TV, you have talent. And then, so I worked for a political show, so I met a lot of governors and senators. I met the award shows I worked for, you get to meet all the celebrities. So that's pretty interesting, meeting all the talent. They all have their little quirky personalities.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
If you had to choose a different career, what would that be?
Probably something like sports management or being a sports agent, because I love sports so much that I just kind of want to be involved, and I think I'd be a pretty decent agent for players and all that. So.
I think you answered this one a little bit earlier, but if you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, where do you think you'll be?
Hopefully I'll have met a nice lady and married with maybe a kid by then. Hopefully have a full-time job and maybe a TV station or a production company. And right now I'm freelancing, so.
Okay.
And yeah, just have a nice salary and a wife and a child.
Sounds good.
Yep.
What would you consider to be a romantic evening?
I'm not sure. I don't know, but probably just a nice dinner. Spend a little extra money on somewhere nice, like steakhouse or a nice seafood restaurant. And I like to go on walks, so maybe find a nice lake or something and take a walk around a lake. If we were on the coast, it would be the beach. You're probably Tempe Town Lake or something like that.
Are there any certain qualities you look for in a potential mate?
Just someone that, I guess, the very first thing, I guess, is attraction. But I'm not too picky so about that. But then I guess it's just a matter of whether I like our conversations and talking to them and the conversation flows and everything just feels natural. Just a good personality, just nice, a generally nice person.
Those are good qualities.
Yeah.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Nicest thing. probably just, it's a lot of paying attention to what they're saying and then doing it without them asking, probably. Like if they mention, oh, I need a new carpet, or
yeah.
My carpet's so dirty, just like clean the floor or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like little things.
Just little things, yeah.
Okay. Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I just always think it'd be nice. I try not to think about it, but if I do go early, die early, it'd be nice to have offspring out there. And I don't know, the financial part helps a little bit. And just it's just nice knowing that kind of just have a legacy and there'll be little nice kids running around.
Is there any message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yeah, just try to always see life on the positive side. I mean, life is pretty short, and so there's no use getting upset about little things, and just have a sense of humor about things, and just try to live your life as be a nice person, and good things will happen to you.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4600.